الشيطان العين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله. ولعنة الله على آلهم عاد الله من يومنا هذا لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، قدمت قوم لوط للمرسلين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Mumineen, we are continuing Surah Shura. The verse is 160, and translation is: the people of Lot belied the apostles. Now Allah is talking in Surah Shura about few great messengers, how they brought Allah's signs and how people belied them. So now Allah is talking about Prophet Lot, Allah says the people of Lot belied the apostles. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ لُوطٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونِ. When Lot, their brother, said to them, will you not be wary of Allah? Indeed, I am a trusted apostle to you, so be wary of Allah and obey me. All these great prophets said that you know, I am your trusted apostle, and fear Allah, and that is the religion, you know, that we should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we have to meet him on the day of judgment, and we have to account for our deeds, you know. All these prophets and our prophet was sent for the same thing, to remind people to that one day we have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we have to account for our deeds. Because in the time of Prophet Lot, people were homosexuals, you know, men were going to men, you know, like today's society. You know, at that time, when that sin happened, Allah said about their sin, it never happened before in the world. So that was the beginning of the sin. And Allah says that it was the most heinous sin, you know. The punishment in Islam about homosexuality is death penalty, you know. That's what Islam says, you know. It is so much hateful in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah wants procreation, you know. Allah made male and woman to have procreation, you know. It's not just companionship. People say it's just companionship. No, it's a procreation. It's a highest natural need which Allah created for the pairs. We are in pair, you know. Allah made us in pairs, male and woman, you know. And Allah said in Quran that you go to them and you get peace of your, you have love between you yourself, and you get peace out of your relationship. Because it's a natural need from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which created our in our soul and our body, you know. So those people used to do this sin, you know. And he said, وَمَا أَسَلَكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I don't ask you any reward for it. My reward lies only with the Lord of all the worlds. Means they never ask for any reward, and we should be same way, you know. We should not complain that why I was not appreciated, and why I didn't ask, and why I didn't become the board member, why I didn't become president. No, you should not ask that. You just leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and your heart will be at peace, and Allah will be happy, razi with you. Now Allah talks in a very beautiful way how they used to approach men to men. Allah talks in a very, very dignified way in the Quran, you know. When Allah talks in the Quran about how Zulaikha asked Yusuf to come to her, Allah talks so beautifully in a very decent way. Same here, Allah said so beautifully. Atatunal dukra nal alameen. What, oh, of all people do you come to male? That's how Allah talks so beautifully. That you leave all these women alone and you come to men to men. وَتَذَرُونَ مَا خَلَقَ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ عَادُونَ. Abandoning your wives, your Lord has created for you. Rather, you are transgressing Lord. Means you leave your wives alone. You don't go to them, and you go to your, which is a natural need for you, and you go to men. Now, here it came, مَا خَلَقَ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ. From your wives, which is there for you, means your, their private parts are allowed for you. That means, min azwajikum means their private parts are allowed for you. Kalu la illam tantahiya ya lutu la takunanna min al mukhrajin. They said, Lord, if you do not relinquish, you will be surely banished. That's what they used to do, old people, old time people. Either they will banish you from the town or they will stone you to death, you know. That was the threat they used to make. So in response, Prophet Lord did not get scared and he responded in a different way. That's how all these prophets were, and we should follow them. We should not be afraid of Tagut, you know, transgressing people, and what, and we should trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What he said? Qala inni li amalikum min al qaleen. He said, indeed I detest your conduct. He did not say that I detest you. That's what he said. He said it so beautifully. I detest your conduct. We should not hate person. We should hate the conduct. Same thing with us. If you have bad conduct, we should detest it and try to remove it. You know, that's how we should introspect ourselves and also give instruction to our brothers. You know, it's called Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahy bin Munkar. To show that we detest this character. That's how you purify yourself and purify the society. Rabbi najjini wa ahlihi mimma ya'malun. My Lord, deliver me and my family from what they do. Then he told them for a long time and they didn't hear him. So finally he prayed to Allah Ta'ala that rescue me and my family from these people. And the only one who brought faith in him was his only family, except his wife. Because his wife was from that town. فَنَجَّيْنَهَا وَآلَهُ أَجْمَعِينَ إِلَّا عَجُوزًا فِي الْغَابِرِينَ. So we delivered him and all his family except an old woman who remained behind. See, everybody is important in the house. You don't think that one person is very pious, the whole house is pious. No. Everybody has to watch their faith. Everybody has to read Quran himself. Everybody has to ponder himself. Everybody has to worry about his own faith in his heart, his own enlightenment in his heart. And Allah knows every single of us. Everybody's death is separate, everybody's grave is separate, everybody's resurrection is a separate place. We should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do our homework. Because it is end time, it has been said that at end time, people will wake up with the belief, and when come back in the evening home, they lose the faith at that time. Because society will be so corrupt, which you see today. This sin which we are seeing here, of homosexuality at that time is so rampant everywhere. So now you can see that how polluted we got the society and how much is chance to lose the faith because of these great sins all around us, making us numb. ثُمَّ دَمَرْنَا الْآخِرِينَ وَأَمْتَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَطْرًا فَسَاءَ مَطْرَ الْمُنْذَرِينَ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُم مُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. Now what happened? Then he destroyed the others and rained down upon them a rain of stones. Evil was the rain of those who were warned. There is indeed a sign in that, but most of them do not have faith. Indeed, your Lord is the Almighty, All Merciful. They didn't hear that. So Allah sent an earthquake there. And they were all destroyed. Not only the earthquake women got destroyed and got killed, but Allah sent the rain of stone, bombs, stones, you know. And they came layer after layer, layer after layer. Till it totally ruined the whole city. There was no sign of that city. Because Allah wanted to show to the world that the city had completely ruined. In another surah, Allah talked about it. That I destroyed the city because, and it's a sign for the other people. You know, when you see these things going on of homosexuality and all these open sins, we should remember that city. What happened to that city? Allah's habit doesn't change. You know, Allah destroyed the city, people died. Now for a few years they were rebellious to Allah's call, but now they died by the wrath of Allah, and now they are in the barzakh suffering, and on the judgment they will be suffering. That's what happens. You know, we should be fearful of Allah and save us from our sins. كذبت أصحاب الآية Mursaleen, it qala lahum shu'aybun Allah tattaqoon. Now Allah talks about people of Shu'ayb. The inhabitants of Aqa belied the apostles. What was Aqa? Aqa was the name of town which was in South Syria, close to Madian. Madian was a big city in South Syria where Prophet Shu'ayb used to live, but Aqa was a city close to it, and Shu'ayb was sent there to preach them. These people were the people of forest. They are called people of forest because they had thick forest, you know. That's why called Aqa. And they had a lot of cultivation, and they were rich people, you know. And they were on the highway because it was the highway from Makkah, Medina to Syria, and all these caravans used to go for the business dealings, and they used to do a lot of business. They used to make a lot of money, you know. But they were cheaters, you know, because they lied, that they were involved in materialism, so they were cheating on top of that. So Prophet Shu'ayb was sent to preach them. See, this corruption and cheating in business has been going on from that time, but now it's on the peak. Everybody in this world, you go to any part of the world, cheating is going on, you know. These are the end times. You see homosexuality everywhere, you see cheating everywhere. You see those things which was at the Prophet's time is getting on the extreme now. So Allah talks about it in this section of the surah, you know, and says that the inhabitants of Aqa belied the apostle when Shu'ayb said to them, "Will you not be wary?" إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ شُعَيْبٌ أَلَّا تَتَّقُونَ إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونِ وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Indeed, I am a trusted apostle to you, so be wary of Allah and obey me, and I do not ask you any reward for it. My reward lies only with the Lord of all the worlds. That's what he said. Same thing, you know. The fear Allah, fear Allah. You know, like in this verse, there are numerous times it came, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونِ. Many times. That shows how much is important to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know. We talk about always nowadays on the podium about shafaat. Shafaat means just, you know, your sins will be forgiven. But these verses are meaning, brothers, which come so repeatedly, you know. We have to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shafaat, the true shafaat of Muhammad Hussain is to follow his path and remove the corruption from this world, corruption from your heart, corruption from your family, corruption from the people around. That is the way of following the path of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. That is the shafaat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. It's not like you just keep sinning, and you are in your worldly things, and you come to majalis and say that I got forgiven, and then you come next morning, you know. And you thought you took shafaat totally wrong. This shafaat is not a right shafaat, brothers and sisters. Shafaat is the one that you follow the path of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. You bring the faith in your heart. If you have this kind of attitude, there is a fear you might lose faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because these are the time of fitna. Any time. What is the fitna of today's world? Quran is gone from the community. This is the biggest fitna. If the Quran is gone, then how we will be when we have believed in our heart? Then what kind of shafaat we are talking about here? At least think about these things. Awful kela wa la takuna minal muhsirin wa zinu bil qistasi mustaqim wa la takuna. ولا تقتلوا الناس أشياعهم ولا تعصوا في الأرض مفسدين. Now Allah, he says a couple of things, you know. He says, observe fully the measure and do not be those who give short measure. Weigh with an even balance and do not cheat the people of their goods. And do not act wickedly on the earth, causing corruption, cheating in the business, causing corruption in the world. That's what's happening everywhere. We got to watch what business we do, and we don't cheat. In all this field of this world and all businesses, cheating is possible. I preach myself and you, brother. It is very hard, but it has to happen, you know, not to cheat people. Because this corruption is so rampant. And that's why it is said that when there will be corruption in the whole world, then Imam will come. Now, you don't see any place where you don't see corruption. You see corruption in the business, you see corruption in mosque, you see corruption in pulpit, you see corruption everywhere right now. So this is a time of the maximum corruption, you know. And that's why society has been corrupted so much. You know, like there are a lot of kids, they are going towards homosexuality. This is a scary time, brother and sister. The reason is that we have don't have Quran in our heart, that we should have Quran in our heart, we don't read Allah's word regularly. So this is a time that we have to come return to the Quran, to the Sunnah of Ahlul Bayt. You know, when Imam Jamaah comes, when he brings the religion, they say, "Oh, Ibn Rasulullah, what religion you brought? This new religion?" He will say, "This is the religion of my grandfather, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam." People have to go back to the original religion. What is the original religion? Taqullah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, verse goes further. وَاتَّقُوا الَّذِي خَلَقْكُمْ وَالْجِبِلَّةَ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Now he said further, be wary of him who created you and the earlier generations. Because he created not you, but also earlier generations. Many generations, brothers, came and gone from this world. And it's for us, so we should not go to this world and get busy so much. Fear Allah and see how they were destroyed and where they are today. Tomorrow we'll be like that.
قَالُوا إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مِنَ الْمُسَحَرِينَ وَمَا أَنْتَ إِلَّا بَشْرٌ مِثْلُنَا وَإِنَّ ظُنُّكَ لَمِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ فَأَسْقِطْ عَلَيْنَا كِسْفًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
They said, قَبَلَ عَطِينَ. When they could not answer him back with the logic, because he was an honest man, they went with the wrong ideology, like a defiant ideology. And what they said? They said, indeed, you are one of the bewitched. You are just a man being like us, and we indeed consider to be liar. Then make a fragment fall upon us from the sky. Should you be truthful? That's what they said. You are a liar. You are bewitched. You are just like us. And then he came more defiant and said, if you are honest, bring a piece of sky, make it fall down on us. That's how they were defiant, you know. Today's world is same way defiant, brothers and sisters. People are becoming atheists, you know. People don't think that, you know, religion is a serious thing, you know. That's what is happening today, you know. That's why we see so much all these corruption, you know, what corruption is going on nowadays, you know, like these big industries, they are, for the sake of money, they are putting all this carbon monoxide in the air, you know, just for their own greed, you know. Big countries, superpowers, making big factories and all the time destroying ozone layer. Why? Because they want to make money. And they're destroying the whole planet, you know. This is called the facade. This is the facade that everybody wants to do facade, you know, just do corruption in this world, you know. And these are the sign of end times, you know. So they were so defiant about it. They said that if you are honest, bring the punishment from the sky, let the sky, a piece of sky, fall on us. So when they said it, فَكَزَّبُوهَا فَخَزْنَهُمْ عَذَابُ الْيَوْمِ ذُلَّا إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَذَابَ الْيَوْمِ عَظِيمٍ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُم مُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. Then what happened? He said, my Lord knows best what you are doing. So they belied him, and then they were overtaken by the punishment of the day of overshadowing cloud. It was indeed the punishment of tremendous day. There is indeed a sign in that, but most of them do not have faith. Indeed, your Lord is almighty, all merciful. So what they demanded, Allah gave it to them. They said, let the piece of sky fall on us. Exactly that happened. Narration says what happened. For 7 days there was a big heat in that town, and people were so much in the heat that then Allah after 7 days sent a cloud for the shadow. So they said, oh, now cloud is here and we'll be happy. And they all went under the cloud. And then this, at that time Allah sent the earthquake, and then Allah sent lightning from that cloud. They were burned and gone, and wind came also, because that's what they asked for. That's what they asked for. And then how they were destroyed. Allah says in Quran repeatedly that we have given you some stories of some old towns. These are some stories of old towns, so that you ponder. You know, Quran really the Quran is for today's time. Those were some stories of old time, but this is the end time, brothers. Quran is the life for these dark days of our world. We are in dark days. You know, We don't imam right now, right? He will come inshallah and guide us. But this time the light is Quran. And the Quran is showing the dark days of this fitna of end time, that how we should walk in the light of Quran and how we should not follow the behavior of old time people of corruption and going to lust and desires. And there brings a corruption in the community, you know, like you see in homosexuality what kind of HIV is there going on. You see drug addiction, you see the suicidality. This is the corruption of the world. The corruption about cheating people in the business, making things expensive, high cost. Huh? These are all corruption which brings frustration to society, injustice. This is the time for Imam to come. If we want to join the group of Imam as Imam, we have to bring away, to bring Quran in our heart, we become a believer. Like Allah says in this surah repeatedly, most of them are not believers. So we need to bring belief first in our heart, purify our heart, bring the belief in our heart by regularly reading Quran with our family, not ourselves, but with the family. And enlighten the heart of the Quran, keeping our heart from, away from corruptions and lust. Corruptions and lust and material lust and all kind of physical lust, all these lust should be away. This can be only wiped out with the name of Allah, by the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's how we join the companionship of Imam Azam alayhi salam. We remember Imam Hussain alayhi salam, how he stood against Yazid at that time. And we have to stand up against this ta'ud of this time, which this ta'ud is from east to west everywhere. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hastening the appearance of Imam. Allah, 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 Allah,